Royce glanced back toward the cell block.
Damn, that's what I get for hesitating. Any idea which way now? This way.
He led them at a rapid pace, then stopped abruptly and motioned everyone into a doorway. Moments later, a troop of guards rushed by. Wesley started forward, and Royce hauled him back. Two more guards passed.
Now we go, but stay behind me.
Royce continued along the multitude of corridors and turns, pausing from time to time. They climbed two more sets of stairs and dodged another group of soldiers. Hadrian saw the wonderment reflected in the party's faces at Royce's skill. It was as if he could see through walls or knew the location of every guard. To Hadrian, it was nothing new, but even he was impressed at their progress, given that Royce was towing a parade. A door unexpectedly opened and several Tenkins literally bumped into Dilladrum in one of the Ventu. Terrified, Dilladrum fled down a corridor, the Ventu following. The stunned Tenkins were not warriors and were just as scared as Dilladrum. They retreated inside.
Dilladrum, stop!
It was no use.
Damn it!
Royce chased after them. The rest of the crew raced to keep up as they ran blindly through corridor after corridor. Rounding a corner, Hadrian nearly ran into Royce, whose way was blocked by Tenkin warriors. The dead bodies of Dilladrum and the Ventu lay on the floor, blood pooling across the stone. Behind them, a small army cut off their retreat.
Get back!
Hadrian pushed Wesley and the others into a niche that afforded a small amount of defense. He pulled a torch from the wall and together with Royce formed a forward defense. The Tenkin soldiers charged. Royce appeared to dodge the advance, but the foremost warrior fell dead. Hadrian drove the flame of his torch into the second Tenkin's face. Using his feet, Royce flipped the dead man's sword to Hadrian, who caught it in time to decapitate the next challenger. Two Tenkins charged Royce, who simply was not where they expected him to be when they arrived. His movements were a blur, and two more collapsed. Hadrian advanced as Royce kicked the dead man's weapons behind to Wyatt, Durning, and Wesley. Hadrian stood at the center now. Three attacked. Three fell dead.
Barista!
The rest retreated, bewildered, and Hadrian picked up a second blade. The warlord walked toward them, applauding and grinning.
Galanti, it is you. So good to have you back.